Iran's foreign minister issued a strong attack against US policy in Iraq today, blaming the American presence there for sectarian violence. Manoucher Mottaki was speaking at a summit of world and regional powers being held in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to discuss Iraq's security. The summit had been expected to see the first high-level talks between the US and Iran in almost three decades. The failure of this to happen, however, did not prevent senior US and Iranian officials from the two countries to hold meetings earlier today on the sidelines of the conference. Dr. Guido Steinberg, expert in Middle Eastern affairs of the German Institute for International and Security Affairs, spoke with us about the conference.
This conference that is taking place now in Sharm el-Sheikh is a continuation of a meeting about a month ago in Baghdad. And this came as a result of meetings that some of the neighboring states of Iraq, like Turkey, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt, held in the last couple of years since 2003, because they were of the opinion that this situation in Iraq, first the invasion of the U.S. in Iraq, and then the ongoing civil war, threatened their interests in the region. So what is taking place is a cooperation on a regional level about the potential repercussions of the Iraq war. And this by itself, I think, is a very good idea, because the main threat for the years 2007 and 2008 are an escalation of the insurgency, of the civil war within Iraq, to the neighboring countries. Just to give you an example, Turkey has threatened in recent months to invade northern Iraq because the PKK, the Kurdish terrorist organization, has a large base over there in Iraqi Kurdistan. So there is the threat of foreign intervention, and that is where I see the significance of this event now in Sharm el-Sheikh. By meeting, I think there is a chance to avoid this regional escalation, which would otherwise be very likely for the coming 2 years.